This is Fresh Air. Later on the show, I talk about motels with filmmaker Christian Blackwood. But first, if you think that all reggae sounds, well, like reggae, rock critic Ken Tucker has news for you. These days, some reggae musicians are blending their beat with other contemporary styles. Ken reviews two albums featuring this new sound synthesis, one from Shinehead and one from this duo, Frighty and Colonel Might.
Over the years, I've come to realize that my problem with reggae is that I don't like it straight. I prefer it mixed with something. In its purest state, I find the genre as monochromatic and tediously repetitive as I gather other people used to find disco. But combine its beat with soul music, for example, and you get Toots and the Maytals, whose reggae echo of Otis Redding I've always loved. Or mix it with poetry, and you get Lynton Kwesi Johnson. He uses the rhythm as a backbeat for his politically informed poems. The stuff works as both verse and music. Nowadays, there's a new mixture at work in this genre. It's called dancehall reggae. Dancehall reggae is also called combination style because it combines reggae rhythms and crooning with rapping and hip-hop instrumentation. The cut you just heard was Ragamuffin Girl by a duo called Frighty and Colonel Might. You could hear the way Frighty sings around Colonel Might's rapping, and the song is powered by an electronic drum machine track rather than the human rhythm section that's usually used in traditional reggae. Dancehall music results in a harder-edged, more intense sound.
In the beginning there was nothing, so he created heaven and earth, and everything therein in turn gave birth. Yeah, last but not least he made man to rule the land, but man had a different plan. Understand? The snake had a trick up his sleeve, fooled Adam and Eve. I'ma tell you who made them all. They tried to pull a fast one, but that was the first and last one, cause they got caught, and guess who wasn't taking no shorts?
That's Shinehead, probably the most talented and inventive of the dancehall reggae performers. Shinehead was born Edmund Carl Aiken in London. He was raised in Jamaica and settled in New York. Shinehead seems to be open to any and all musical styles. One of the most charming tracks on his new disc, The Real Rock, is this version of the Everly Brothers' old hit, Till I Kissed You. Dancehall reggae artists are obsessed with technology in all its various forms. Listen to Shinehead's World of the Video Game, for example. It uses the cheerful little melody that fans of Nintendo computer games will recognize as the theme song for the Super Mario Brothers game.
One day I took a ride to see a friend. To my surprise, the man was a kid again. He ran back to the television, took a seat. Big change, cause he used to love her on the streets. I closed the door, made myself at home. He was acting as if he was in a twilight zone. I won't say no names, though he showed no shame. He jetted back to the world of the video game. So there he sat with his eyes crisscrossed, pushing buttons, looking like he's in the land of the lost. I tried to get his attention, so I stepped in.
the way. He's a shine you want to get. Boom, bash today. I backed up, took a look to see what was so fascinating. After a while, I too was participating. Not because of my friend's harsh words, but because of the death melody I heard. Hit it!
One thing I really like about Shinehead is his light touch. Unlike so much reggae, in which the beat thuds relentlessly, Shinehead often makes music that's airy and delicate. On this cut, Dance Down the Road, the high voice he uses reminds me a little of Boy George at his best.
It's quite a while now, I've been home. I got a restless cowboy feeling again, so it's time to roam. Music and people, yeah, that's what I need. And if you didn't know, here's where all roads lead to the dance down the road. Let's go to the dance down the road.
So far, dancehall reggae is most popular in England. Here in America, various cuts by Shinehead and Frighty and Colonel Mite pop up in dance clubs and on a few of the more adventurous radio stations. It's a style that deserves to be more widely heard. I think it could easily be the stuff that makes reggae a mass pop phenomenon in America for the first time in the music's history.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. Let's keep dancing with more Shinehead. This is Fresh Air.